Hello and welcome to The New Guys. I'm your host, Gabe S. Dunn, joined as always by my co-host. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Also host, co-host. We keep having that negotiation every episode, whether it matters or not. I am River Butcher, the other host of this podcast. It's good to see you, Gabe. How's
good
it going?
Good to see you too. It's okay. I was in New York.
Yeah.
I came back. I want to say shout out to, I had a very good time at the gay bars in Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn.
Okay.
I
Great.
Felt that was my first time going out there, like as a trans guy in like a gay, because I like, listen, I tore that city apart when I was a lady back in the early 2010s, but then I got flirted with so much more than I do in West Hollywood. So Brooklyn.
Oh, well, look for you. Look at
I
you.
I know. Brooklyn, you are a very A-plus trans-friendly area.
All right. I guess I got to go to Brooklyn. I was also in New York. I went to Buffalo. And then I also went to Philly and Rutherford, New Jersey.
Okay, those are different experiences.
Totally. And shout out to all three of those shows. Wonderful people came to all the shows. Lots of queer people, mostly queer audience, if not completely queer audience at all those shows. But at Buffalo, the WNY Made Men came to the show, and they were very appreciative of the shout out on this show that I gave them. So I'm giving them another one. And it was really nice. It was just fun. Like a crew of like trans mask, trans men, people came to my show. So
just like a big crew of them.
Yeah. Like a big crew. Took pictures. They gave me a button and a t-shirt.
Do you watch Girls 5 Eva?
No. I mean, I watched a little bit of the first season. I haven't been watching it.
There's like a storyline on the new one. Paula Pell is amazing.
Yeah,
on
a vision
show.
Always.
Amazing. And there's like a storyline where like she's trying to figure out how to get, she doesn't think lesbians are going to come to the show, and then all of a sudden like the show starts selling out because like lesbians are just coming
yep.
en masse.
Yep.
And it's like, I was like, yeah, this is, we show up for each other, baby.
That's my life story.
Yeah.
Until recently.
Yeah, it was really I was like, this is very accurate. And like it's just very nice. And it's been nice to have people also, like, you know, for the film showing up, like people are just showing up for us as creatives who are newly trans. And we are actually speaking to, or not newly, but you know what I mean? Where we had careers before.
Yeah.
Well, now today on the show, I'm very excited because we are speaking to the rapper Q, who is like, you know, so talented. They wrote in, we were trying to figure out how he figured out about my movie, but I put out a call for queer and trans musicians. He wrote in, and then I was so impressed. I just like was like, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so on top of hopefully working with him on the film, I believe we are, I wanted to have him on this show because I think it's someone who's making art, not in New York or LA.
Yep.
It's someone who is just like so talented, who went through a similar thing as you and I, in terms of identity and like making art. And I just was like, I met with him to talk to him about the movie, and I was like, oh, you're the coolest person.
Yeah.
You're so fucking cool, man.
Yeah. And I'm so glad everybody gets to find out how cool this person is.
So stay tuned, because we have an amazing interview with Q right after this. Hello and welcome back to The New Guys. Today we have coming to us live from Connecticut, Q. Welcome.
Yo, thank you for having me. Thank you.
What's up, Q? It's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Nice to meet you too. How's it in LA?
It's good. It's solid. We just had a bunch of rain, and so now it's really clear, which is really awesome because we get to see the mountains and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to let people introduce themselves on our show. So what if you were going to intro yourself as like your little elevator pitch for Q, let our audience know what it is that you do.
Yes. What's up, everybody? It's Q, two E's, not QE. I get that a lot.
My bad.
But it's just Q. Yeah, it's all good. The extra E because I'm extra. That's what I love to say when I'm on stage.
Nice.
I'm a hip-hop artist, influencer, advocate for the LGBTQ community, trans rights specifically. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, so I never leave that out. And I'm out here just spreading Black trans joy as much as I can.
Yes.
So how did you get into rapping? Like, when does, I always, with musical people, I'm always like, when did you know?
And then that question is always hard because I'm like, when did I like start rapping, or when did I start rapping seriously, like taking it as like a career, right? So I think it's different levels. I started writing raps, poems, and whatever. You know, those are kind of the same thing. I'm in seventh grade, so a long, long time ago. And then I started writing lyrics, rap lyrics to instrumentals. So I didn't own the songs myself. I would just like remake Jay-Z, Eminem specifically. Those are like my top two people. I would like always steal their instrumentals, write songs to, record them on a little karaoke machine, and be like, yeah, I got a new track. And it wasn't until I got into college that I was like, okay, let me take this a little bit more seriously. Found a producer, started working with my own beats, own music, started recording my own stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm pretty good at this. When I got in grad school, so I did go to grad school, I had my first performance, my first live performance, and I said, oh hell yeah.
What did you go to grad school for?
Higher education,
Oh, nice.
something totally different,
So
but
a little bit of a Dangerous Minds flavor.
you know, just I was just trying to figure it out. And I went on stage and I had my performance and it was amazing. And I said, okay, this is exactly what I want to do. And so I was about to quit grad school, but my advisor, my family, and all my friends were like, no, you just have a semester left, you know, stick it out, you can do this. So I was like, okay. But they allowed me to take this music business course, my grad school level class. And then that solidified my liking of the music business, the entertainment industry, and that it was just more than music. And so it appealed to me a lot more. And so I was like, all right, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do when I walk across that stage. After I cross that stage, I say, yeah, this is what I'm doing. So,
Wow, that's
and now I'm
awesome.
here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that it's important to have taken that business class? I always think about that with artists, because after I left Emerson, suddenly they included like entrepreneurship as like a big part of the arts when it wasn't when I was there in like 2009. Do you think that like helped you a lot?
Absolutely. I think it took me from the mindset of art and creative and passion to this is how you can actually sustain in the art world. This is how you can exist in the art world. And it's more than just going to the studio, writing a rap, and performing it. It's all the other things that come along with it. And so I learned a lot in that class, which actually had me. Then I was like, okay, let me sign up for this course. And so I did like a Music Artist Inks course after that. And I'm just to learn more. And I'm like, wow, there's law involved, this business, it's all of these other things that goes beyond me writing raps. And so it was intriguing. And I think a lot of artists should definitely take the course to know if this is something they want to do seriously, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's so I literally, as we were getting on this podcast, was talking to somebody about this. Or he's like,
Really?
this is your business. You have to run it like a business, you know? And it's like, right. And I don't, you know, I don't want to for a multitude of reasons, you know? Like, I don't like capitalism, but like, that's not a good reason. You know? That's not a good reason to not run a business, you know? Like,
I'm in between that battle all the time because it's like capitalism. You're like, I don't want to keep trying to make money, but how else am I going to eat? And with art, and yeah, it's an uphill battle.
it
It's,
really is. I've been trying to find for me, you know, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism, but how can I have the sort of spiritual inverse or opposite of that, of like, if there's no ethical consumption, then in capitalism, then I must also be free to create and not just survive on that in capitalism, but to thrive within it. Because if it is an inherently unethical system, then to be creative has to be the antidote to
exactly. Yes. Wow, you were really thinking through that. Yeah, I talk about this with my
Rivers had a
partner a
lot of
lot.
time.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just had this conversation 5 minutes ago, so it just came to me, you know.
It's something that I think we work through and we move through, and you just figure out how you show up in the space too. And so I think with that mindset of capitalism too, I used to want the big house, big car, you know, all the things that came with rap music. And then as I grew my politic and I grew up, I will say, I'm just like, I just need to survive and I want to take care of my people. So whatever that looks like, that's what I want and that's what I need. I mean, having a nice car would be cool too, but that's not what I'm striving for when I create my art and I'm releasing my art. And doing that. So
Yeah.
that just, you know, it's a lot of changes that come with that.
So do you think that did that change what you would write about in your raps from like
Oh my
then till
God.
now?
Yes. If
Yeah.
you listen to some of my earlier like raps, I'm just like, I'm the popular one. I want to do this. I'm gonna be this. And now it's like, I'm never writing something like that ever again. You know, it's just really conscious about what I write. And so I think now I'm just focusing on like, how do I spread Black trans joy? How do I talk about pure authenticity, right? And the crowd of people that I'm writing to, they may not ever experience a life like that. And so it's like, how do I relate to them and be realistic with myself and my lyrics? And so it's been able to make a shift. And so a lot of people, I would say, don't really connect with my lyrics as much because I'm not talking about the Range Rover. Like one of my songs that I haven't released yet, I'm literally saying I'm not ever buying a Tesla. Like I'm not ever doing that. So it's like it's like I changed the whole type of lyric, like, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, so you wrote in, I don't initially know how you found it, but I was looking for trans musicians for my movie, and you wrote in, and I went through so many people's music, and like a lot of people were good. But you like stood out to me so much from like, you know, just this massive influx of artists. And I was curious, like, what would you describe your style as? And like, what would you say is like your overarching when you talk about Black trans joy, like how I wouldn't know how to explain this. I want you to explain your music. Like, how is that coming through in the music?
That is a great question. I feel like it's kind of loaded too. So the first part was
What would you describe like your music as?
okay, yeah, so definitely Black trans joy. I would describe it as that. Upbeat, uplifting, lover boy Q-esque. I run with that a lot. I make a lot of like love songs and songs about my partnership. I'm in like a happy, healthy relationship, and so it's so hard not to write about that all the time, right? And so I write about that, and to show that, you know, Black queer people, trans people specifically, we deserve love and can be loved. And so talking about that, I know a lot of people point that out as like, wow, you talk about it and I see it on Instagram, you are all out and vocal, and it's just so inspiring to me. And so I'm like, okay, check, I'm gonna keep doing that.
I think it's so important, you know, like I it really,
Right?
you know, like because there's so few examples, like even with the amount of like trans representation in media that we have, which is way more than ever, you know, in terms of time, you know. it still is like that is the thing, like trans romance, like it's always about like disclosure and then it doesn't work out and it's like so I think it's really important for obviously, you know, I'm just like echoing what you're saying, which is like, yeah, people, trans people need to see that, cis people need to see that, you know, like need to understand that and just see that it's real, like it happens, you know, and
Exactly.
it's not like
And so
a compromise or something, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Exactly. Yes,
I
it's not a
also love
compromise.
that if you're writing about your happy relationship, you're like deemed like a lover boy, like a cutie, a
A
lover
cutie.
boy.
Yeah. And it all just start falling in line. And I'm like, this is the thing. And like LL Cool J is one of my favorite artists. And so it tracks. It really tracks. And so I just live in that era of like, okay.
Yeah, men aren't singing about their girlfriends looking hot in their summer dresses anymore. Where the hell is that? Bring it.
You know,
Well, it sounds like Q
You're
is.
filling a void,
Yeah.
Q.
Where is it?
I mean,
Where?
this is the vibe. I mean, I feel like you're in the middle of answering a second question, but I just want to ask a tangential one, which is like, who, because you mentioned Eminem and Jay-Z as like your early tracks and stuff. Like, who like musically is your inspiration at the moment? Or like, who do you find yourself drawn to? And then like, who politically is your, and that can be outside of music. That doesn't have to be other musicians.
Oh, good question. Musically, who I'm drawn to, this shifts every like 6 months. But yeah,
Yeah, totally.
you know, I'm like, I was feeling them and then they did this and not anymore or something. But overarching, I think I still tap back into some of the older music. I'm always still listening to LL Cool J. I am always, I'm a Chance the Rapper fan. It's the Chicago, like, independent artist. Let me just do my own thing. Inspiration. And his brother, Taylor Bennett, actually. I'm a huge fan of Taylor Bennett.
Me too.
Yes. Right. And so, and I found Discover Taylor through Chance. And side note, I actually like connected with Taylor and I was like, oh, this is dope. This is so amazing. Another black queer artist from Chicago. And he's pretty dope. He can rap really well. And so it's artists like that that I really look into. Politically, who am I following at this moment? That list narrowed down a lot.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it can also be somebody like early inspiration, because you said your politics changed, in your sort of career, your creativity.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, it could even be that. Like, it doesn't even have to be currently. It can be like who was it that you were like, oh, I'm on this now? Like, oh, this is where I need to be going.
I think politically, like, I never really paid attention to J. Cole politically before, just his music. And now I see that he doesn't feed into capitalism. He's like, I'm not a part of that. This is not what I'm doing. Like, y'all can talk about me. I'm gonna ride my bike to this show. I'm not gonna wear all these designer clothes. I'm just gonna make my music, speak to my people, and, speak out when I need to. And so it's artists like that that I think about. That's the first one that really rings a bell
I
immediately. It's
don't know
like,
enough about J. Cole at all. That's one that I don't
see,
know anything about.
that's a good
Is
thing.
that on purpose? He's like, I'm riding my bike and I only want to talk to the people who already know me. Leave me alone.
J. Cole was like, oh, that's what the industry's like. I'm out, not even
Yeah.
out in the way. He has his people and he just creates and he's like so talented.
Wow.
And he uses his platform to speak up on some issues. I've never heard him say anything horrible about the community either. So it's just like one of the artists that in the past I listened to a lot who I can still turn on today and be like, yeah, I'm gonna stream that album.
Yeah, we got Kanye'd by a lot of people.
Like
I know.
he used to be at my top and then he just went. I'm like, okay.
I even fucked with 808s and Heartbreaks. I even fucked with that one. And then he had to let me down.
Just let me down. Just
Were you rapping pre-transition?
I was.
Oh, how's that changed things?
That was actually one of the bigger things in my career that made me nervous. Like, it was one of those points in my career. I had just really shook in 2018, and it landed on like the Transcend playlist, like all these Spotify Pride playlists. It was like 500,000 streams. Like, it was like people are like, yo, I know you because of Shook. And I'm like, this is so dope. And then I'm like, I'm about to transition. I want to do Start T. And I'm not going to sound the same anymore. And so people are going to come across Shook. And then they're going to be like, who the heck is this person? Like, it's not matching up. It's not matching up. And a lot of my music at the time, and I was starting to get a lot of write-ups that had she, her pronoun, this is all the things. And so I was really nervous to be like, okay. And I think that's when I actually took that moment to lean into my transition and be like, you know what? I can't hide it from the world. Like, a lot of people are able to like secretly go through their transition, but I was so out there, especially in Lawrence, Kansas. That's where I started my music career. I was so out there. And so I was like, I can't hide this part of me. People are gonna notice. I'm gonna get on stage. Voice is gonna be cracking. This is not gonna sound the same. And so I was open. I just was like, you know what? Let me just be open about it. And that's what started me being super open about my transition, everything I go through. As people say, you talk about being trans every day, and I'm like, well, I am trans every day. So it's like, I don't wake up and turn it off today. So that's,
Yeah.
what? I know.
That is
I love
true.
when people say stuff like that. Like, man, you really talk about that all the time. Hey, here's my kids and my wife over here. Have you met them?
Right.
It's like, come on. You're talking about being straight. Not that you have to be straight to have
All
those things, but it's like, it's just you don't realize that you are talking about it every day.
the time. Right. Wait, that's so interesting because like River and I both dealt with that of like the write-ups being different and the different like, you know, it's interesting, you know, time passes and people change and stuff. And there were playlists. I know Spotify kind of puts out, oh, top lesbian performers, like playlists or like Happy Pride, top gay performers. And like, it's gotten a little bit more fluid, but I remember like, gosh, 2018, there was no like trans artist pride Spotify thing like at all. I remember because I wanted to make one because they asked me to make a playlist for them for like pride. And I wanted to make one of like trans and they were like, no, make a lesbian. Like it wasn't like there wasn't one that I could contribute to. And I remember I remember this because I went to my ex who I hadn't started dating yet at the time and was like, can I put you on this? I want to promote you. Can I put you on this playlist? They were non-binary and I didn't know shit about shit at the time. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, I can't go on the woman playlist. And I was like, fuck. So like there wasn't anything. Like I could see a world in which you're a musician and you go, okay, I'm just going to not end up on any playlist. Like I'm going to lose opportunities.
That's exactly where I was too in the beginning. It's people are like, who did you look up to? And I'm like, I didn't know any trans mask artists.
Right.
At that time that I was transitioning. So I was like, I'm coming into an empty lane. There are a lot now, but I don't think there are many that, I'm like,
I don't know. I think there's less rappers. I'll say that.
Yeah.
We've got an absolute chokehold on pop punk, but if we
different genre, that's for sure.
Sort of let it go, but yeah, I mean, right? Because like, what happens at least for, and I'm sure River, you've experienced this as a comedian, and me as well. It's like top 10, blah blah blah, top this, blah blah blah, and if there's only like two, they're not going to do a list, and you're not going to get any press.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
And yeah, in the hip hop world alone, we know how transphobic, homophobic that place could be. And so I worried about that as well. Like you mentioned, I was getting on a lot of like women led, you know, femme only, like Women's History Month shows. And I'm like, damn, 75% of the shows I'll do is going to be gone. I'm not identifying as such. And now I'm in a running with everyone, I suppose. I don't know. And so for a while I found myself kind of lost. I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to figure this out, but I'm gonna figure it out. And so it was a little nerve-wracking, but we managed, and the world is getting more queer every day, and so the opportunities are starting to open up. So
what has the reaction been like when people find you now? I was delighted to find you. Absolutely delighted. Like, is it like if people, you know, now are like, wait, oh my gosh. Like, what is the reaction to you been now?
So a lot of people, a lot of people are like, wow, I just thought you were really young. You know?
Does everyone on this call right now?
Yes. They're like, I just thought, you know, it was like pre-puberty.
Whoa.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't know you were like trans. And I'm like, okay. And so I get that a lot. I just re-released Shook Transformed on my latest EP that I dropped on March 29th. So that people can hear the side by side of like this Shook and this Shook. And there's like world of a difference in the voice.
That's so wild because I was contemplating this before and then I was thinking of it just now as we were talking, which is I had like I would say a whole ass career as a woman person that's in air quotes. And so
I love all our air quotes.
I feel like I inflected it in my language. And so I was considering like, because now I feel like I'm at a place and I'm curious if this is, you probably did this, but like there, even stuff from 2 years ago, I'm like, wow, I thought I was super heavy, you know, but it's like, I hear that voice and it's like up here compared to right now, you know? So like, I feel like my voice is where it's going to be. And so I was considering doing like almost a side-by-side stand-up thing, which is funny because some of the stuff is about, like, you know, being a woman or whatever, which is funny.
Reverse version. Reverse version.
Basically,
You
that's
should
what I'm
do it.
thinking about. Okay, great. I appreciate that.
You should do it. I think too, that'll just highlight and give you maybe some like peace and your joy, right? It's like,
Yeah.
all right, let me make, that's how to do it. I have to make amends with that. I'm like, okay, this was a part of you and your career.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
you got here because of this first shook. So I don't
Yeah,
want to
yeah.
scrap it and not totally like, that was me.
Yeah.
And now this is me. And since this
Yeah.
song is hot and people still want to listen to it, and people comment on my Instagram today, I'm like, I just discovered you from Shook. And I'm like, oh shit, here they go. Like, you know, I'm like, that was so old. And it brings back memories for me. And so I'm like, let me re-release this new Shook just for myself. And
Yeah,
I went
I
back and
love
forth
that.
with that for a while to like, should I re-release this? But it was healing. It was healing to re-release and get that out.
Yeah.
And so now when people find it, they can go listen to the old and the new one, because both of them are going to come up. So they can go through the transition themselves.
That's so cool.
That's the only way now Taylor Swift can do any more Taylor's versions, is if she transitions. That's
Yes.
it. That's
I
all
definitely pulled a
I'll
Taylor. I definitely pulled a Taylor Swift. That's what I did. Yes.
Are you saying Taylor has to transition and Taylor will be Taylor Swift? Going from
Yes, exact
Taylor
same.
Swift to Taylor Swift.
Absolutely. The exact, no, the exact same pronunciation, exact same. Keep that energy. But every song has to change the pronouns. And
With an
that's the
I.
only way that I will buy yet another vinyl from Target, Taylor Swift. Don't give me a new color, give me a new gender, Taylor
That's right.
Swift. So, did you add new lyrics to Shook, or you just redid it?
I just redid it, but when I was doing it with the engineer, he named one thing. I was like, should I change this? Should I change that? I had like a different verse three. I had all these different mindsets about it. Like, should we mix it differently? But he was like, you know, we really want that side-by-side comparison. And if you want my
Yeah.
honest truth, you sound way more confident, way more put. Like, this is the version that you probably wanted to release the first time around. And when I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, this is the voice that I think belongs on this song. And so that was the whole transformation piece, because nothing else about me changed, right? And so I think that is telling. It's like, I transitioned, you know, my voice physically changed, my face physically changed, but I'm still cute. So
Yeah.
I love that. That's art, you know?
Yeah. That is such an awesome version of that, because I feel like it's that might be one of the hardest things for like cis people to understand, you know, is that like you're still the same spirit on the inside that you always were. It's just like, I guess it's
It's
the,
just matching.
yeah, it's just matching. And like, I don't know if this is your experience, but like, I mean, this still comes up. The whole like, you know, I was born in the wrong body. And like, I think that's a lot of people, you know, but for whatever reason, and maybe it's internalized transphobia, I don't know yet, but like, I was always like, I don't know if that's it, you know, I don't know if that's it. 'Cause like, it was always like people's experience of me that was the thing that was wrong, you know, as opposed to like, oh, there's
Your
something,
experience. I get what you're
you know what I'm
saying.
saying? Like, it's, yes, I had dysphoria when I got certain parts and stuff like that, but it was also, it was always an external thing. Like, you know,
Yeah,
I
it
don't
was like
know.
how you're perceiving me, because I know who I am.
Yeah, I know
That,
who I am. Yeah, exactly. So like
I get
what
that.
I'm trying to say is like the, you know, the new Shook is like is like a musical, a creative and artistic experience of that. Like it's still this, and it's but it's but we also this is some feedback that I get from people. I'm curious if you do, is that like I'm more me to them. You know, like I get a lot of feedback lately that I laugh a
Oh
lot
my
more.
gosh, yes.
Like they hear me laugh
Yes.
a lot more, and I'm like, I guess, like I didn't even know I wasn't laughing before, you know?
Yeah, even my mom is like, that's the confidence I always knew you had right there. Like, you walking in rooms and just speaking up and just online, that is it. Like, before you were just playing little and I didn't like that, you know? And
Yeah.
so it was like, it all matches now, mom. So it all feels good. It's like when you get the puzzle pieces right and you're like, okay, yeah, like,
Oh, here it
we can
is.
glue this together and frame it now, you
Yeah,
know?
that's
So
awesome. Sounds like a
it's,
great mom.
oh yeah.
I know. Does she like your music?
Yeah, she loves it.
Was she like, yes, be a rapper?
You know what? She's always been supportive. It was that point when I wanted to quit school, though. She was like, we don't quit things, we start, you know? So it was like that mom thing. It's like, you started it, you're 75% done, you're gonna finish it. And now she's like, I'm so proud of you because you looked at me and you were like, I'm gonna be a rapper. And she was just like, okay, you know, like sure. Like, okay. And then now I'm calling her like, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. And she watches me on Instagram, and I send her my music before I release it, and she'll let me know if she likes it or not. She's like, you need to go back and do that. Like, she's like really into it. And yeah, she's really supportive. She'll text me like, have a good show. I'm like, oh, she'll remember. Or she saw it on Instagram because I didn't tell her about it. And so yeah, she's really supportive about it. And she actually came out to a few shows. She came to her first Pride Fest. So I got her out. And she had an amazing time. She's like, I'm always coming to Pride Festivals now. I had so much fun.
Was that in Chicago? Was that Chicago Pride, or where was that?
No, it was in Lawrence. It was in Lawrence,
Oh,
Kansas. We
okay,
hosted
cool.
a big, yeah, it was a show right before my top surgery. And it was a big show. We had a lot of people come out. And my mom and my aunt came up, and my cousin, and it was like their first Pride Festival. They were coming to support me, and they were just like in a new environment. And so I was a little nervous. They ate it. They were just in there having a great time. It was, I don't know what I was worried about. I think they had more fun than I did
Oh,
that
hell
weekend.
yeah.
So, yeah.
You were in school in Kansas?
Yes, that's where I was in Kansas.
Oh, and that was, you said their first pride?
Yes.
What?
That was their first pride. Yes, I know, right? Kansas, Lawrence had hosted their first pride. Yeah, I was headlined their first pride event, actually. Lawrence, Kansas,
Wow.
they didn't really have a pride. It was so small, and it grew over the years. And now they like have pride outside. At first, it was like in a small venue. It was like really small. And you would be shocked because in Lawrence, Kansas, the queer community is pretty robust. It's
Yeah, I was gonna
pretty fucking
say.
queer. That's why I chose Lawrence. You know, I'm like, I went there on a college visit, and I'm like, whoa, there's pride flags everywhere. I see like people holding hands. I didn't see this when I went to my other school, and so. It's like I knew I could be safe here. I know I this is some place to go. But yeah, the pride is relatively new there.
We talk a lot about like rural. Or like, you know, how people sort of denigrate like the Midwest or like, well, I mean, even like any place that isn't LA or New York, right? So like, oh, you're in Connecticut. It's like, oh, how's that? You know, that's come up a lot on this show recently. Why are you in Connecticut?
My partner's from Connecticut, and so we moved back here. What was that, like 2 years ago? Get closer to our family, be home. Which do we want to be in Connecticut? No, she doesn't even want to be here now. So it's like,
Yeah. How, I mean, yeah, how does it compare to, because you were just talking about how robust the queer community is in Lawrence
Lawrence,
compared to
Kansas.
Connecticut?
Yo, and another reason why we moved to Connecticut is because in Kansas at the time, you know, all the laws and bills started
Yeah.
passing. Access to my tea started getting very scarce. I'm like, whoa, they are targeting us out here. And so she was like, you know, Connecticut is it's pretty, you know, it's, you don't hear much about it, but you can find some stuff. You can get your medicine there at least. And I came here and it's everywhere, right? I'm like, oh, wow, the queer community is actually pretty freaking large in Connecticut. Whoever would have thought? I go down to New Haven a lot. That's where Yale is. And that's where things happen. I'm like, okay. And so between Hartford and New Haven, and you even have like Middletown, where Wesleyan University is, there's a lot of places where the community is pretty large. And so I did my first Pride, New Haven Pride last year. It was a couple of blocks long, pretty big festival. I was like, okay, I didn't expect this. And so just growing in the community out here in Connecticut has been pretty, it's been pretty cool. They love it. They love me out here too, so I love it.
You're like, what I like to do is roll into a place and then sort of originate pride in that
Yeah, no, I'm like,
place. Then sort of
what
say
can I
you're
do here?
welcome and then walk away.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel like it's gonna come. I also spent a lot of time in LA. You know, I'm back and forth in LA. I did Trans Pride. I performed there last year, and I walked in the runway for Mars, Mars Wright and his line. And I was like, wow, LA's so big. They have 20 different prides in June. You know, it's just like this pride, this pride, this pride, this pride. So that was a cool thing to experience at the
Did you make it to Dyke Day in LA?
too. No, but you know, I
No?
was sitting here like, I need to carve out a nice month. I need to just come there from the 1st of June to the end and
That's
just
right.
experience
Literally all of
it. Yeah,
June.
just the whole June.
All of
I'm
June.
either
Mars was
working or
like,
drunk the whole time.
I was like there for like 12 days and I was at five different prides. You know, I was like, how the hell
Wow.
did this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of prides.
Are you performing for like college kids mostly?
Oh yeah. I go on campuses, college campuses. I perform. I host talks. Those are
That's
my favorite.
cool.
I love to book, especially with me having a higher ed background. I love college students, and so I'm always like, how do I get on college campuses? And you know, the visibility is important on college campuses, and so I'm always trying to book there. I had a interview disc thing, like a radio interview with UCLA at the their magazine. And I'm on their next. I'm trying to get down on UCLA's campus.
Are you listening, UCLA? Yeah,
Yeah, right. I hope y'all hear this. Don't
yeah.
worry. I'll hit them up again soon. I'm like, you know, I know y'all host concerts. Don't forget about me.
No, I love that. I mean, you're performing and then do you also do the talks or do you go and like do like panels and talks like separately?
Both. Sometimes they would just have me out to sit on the panel, have a conversation, come talk, and then more or less they also ask for a performance.
Yeah, they
And
while
so
they got you there, they may as
yeah, they're
well.
like, why are you here? Do you mind doing at least a 20-minute performance kind of thing? And so I'm always open to doing a performance. I just did Amherst College, was it for the last day of Black History Month, and that was really cool. So they had me out to do a performance, and then we added the talk. So that was cool. I was like, you know, I can talk and we can have a conversation. And it was cool to meet all of their students, a part of the I don't know how what theirs is called. It's kind of like a silk, like a student center office. Specifically, had me out to talk to the students, and with them, it was like seeing a lot of like Black queer students on their campus
Oh,
too. I was
awesome.
just like, oh, okay, this is nice. And so they were able to ask me like, how was it being a Black queer student yourself and coming out in college? And so it was good to connect.
I mean, I think the trans visibility, I mean, look, there was none. There was nothing like this. Like, there was no going to school. I went to like allegedly the gayest school, like Emerson, but there was no T. It was just LGB. And as a B, people barely liked and tolerated me. So, and I don't mean before my personality, everyone listening. I mean because there was a lot of biphobia. But so it must be like amazing to I mean, so if you're interfacing with Gen Z a lot, like you're seeing sort of a totally different reaction or type. I don't know how old you are.
I am, how old am I? 31.
Okay, so you're interacting with Gen Z.
Yes.
Like, how is that?
Gen Z, they keep me on my toes. You gotta have a few of them in your back pocket. You know, they're gonna take over this world.
I feel like they already have, which is awesome.
I'm like, yeah, they are
Please do.
but I tell Gen Z all the time that I admire how vocal they are, how out they are. You know, they are bold. They are bold. And I was bold too. I was super out on campus. I was like the first out person in my high school. I was like, I don't care what y'all talking about. Like, I am
Why? How did you do that?
fearlessly, you know, just, you know, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm just like, la la la, like, you
What?
know.
So you were out as trans in high school, or you were out as
I didn't know what trans was in
you
high
okay,
school,
yeah.
like specifically. So if I knew what that was, yes, I
Yeah,
would have
yeah,
been
yeah.
out as trans. But I was with a stud, I was super like mask,
Yeah.
like,
Wow, I honestly think we've been doing this show for almost a year. I feel as though this is the first mention of stud, and I can't believe
Because the other black trans guy we had on, they're all very effeminate.
Yeah, he's very femme.
Oh, got it.
So
Yeah, no, I was
and then
full on.
Alexandra. So yeah.
I was stud. I was
Yeah.
full on.
Shout out
Yeah.
to stud, you know?
Wait, can you
Now.
explain for let's say our listeners don't know?
Yeah, stud is the mask presenting, still uses femme pronouns, part of the community, lesbian, but for black people. So we use the word, yeah, stud.
Yeah. That's so like I mean if you come out as that I guess your was your confidence like real or were you sort of trying to be like okay let's just fake it till we make it here?
My confidence was real. I was in it.
God damn it.
Yeah, I was in it. I was like, Yo, I think I'm trying to think back to lyrics. I was just talking about it all the time, It's just like I was like, I'm wearing a tux to prom. I'm like,
Oh, nice.
I'm out here, like I'm not doing that. And I before I went to public school, I went to a boarding school, and that's where I came out. I was like, I went to a college prep boarding school in Indiana, and it was my freshman year. That's when I came out, and they had to wear we had to wear kilts, right? It was like I was like, oh my
Oh my
God, I don't want to do
God.
this. And it was like this fight with me. There was a basketball player, Katie Barnes. She now works for like ESPN. We like went to the head of schools and were like fighting
Oh, I know Katie
for.
Barnes.
Yeah, I was like, you all should know Katie Barnes. Yeah, so we went. We played basketball together. We went to high school together for at Culver Academy,
Oh, that's so awesome.
and we were just like, we want to wear pants. Like we should be allowed to wear pants. And it didn't take long. The school was oddly progressive. Especially at that time, and they were just like, okay, like the black pants it is, sure. You all can wear slacks. And so me and Katie were probably the most masked people on campus at the time. We were the first ones wearing pants like every day. We were like, yeah, no, we're not wearing that kilt. And so it was like things like that. And I went there and I was like, I want to play football. And they were like, okay, go try out, sure.
Yeah.
It was just like
Wow.
a very affirming process. And so and so I always had kind of like I think the people there. My biology teacher, how I got my name Q, like I didn't have that nickname at first. I hated my name. I was like, oh. And I think she could sense that. And so she was like, what do you want to be called? And I'm like, oh, never got asked this question before. And so I couldn't figure it out. And she looked at my name. She was like, well, let's just call you Q. And I'm like, oh. First, I said no. And then I came back the next day and I said,
Why?
absolutely, yeah, you can do that. Because I was like, don't give me a name. And then I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, I like it. And so it's like, and she was like, I think that's more fitting. Like, let's go back, let's go with Q. And I'm like, all right, yeah, let's do that.
That is so lovely. That is so lovely of that teacher. And we've talked on this show a couple times about like teachers being so important. And like that's so lovely to have someone do that. And like I feel like we're just slowly taking that away from people. And so teachers that are queer, or that are just like
Kind.
kind.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also love that it's a biology teacher, just because like biology is being like so wielded against us falsely by like a lot of people. So, and
Right.
like to me, science without kindness is it can be just as cruel as religion without kindness, like it
Yes.
has to contain that element.
All of my science teachers that follow me on Facebook now message me every now and then, I'm so proud of you, kind of thing. And so I'm like, I'm not listening to any internet troll about science because all of my science teachers have affirmed me and my process. So y'all can kick rocks.
Does that teacher want royalties? Or
She wants a cut.
hey, don't give her any ideas at this point.
Yeah, because she's listening.
I'm like,
She's
yo. But if I ever make it back to Culver, if she's still working, I highly doubt that. We should go to dinner. I'll take her to dinner. That would be nice.
I love
Like,
that. I love that.
this is how this name has grown since ninth
Aww.
grade biology class.
Yeah, that's so
Just
lovely. So we're getting close to the end. So I guess I would just ask, I know, your thesis of creativity is Black trans joy. Like, how would you want to, other than being absolutely lovely and wonderful to talk to and a
thank
great podcast, yes. Like, how would you want our listeners to, I don't know, spread that themselves, experience that themselves, or just like, what would you want to leave people with? It doesn't even have to be that. My fumbled attempt at a wonderful question, I guess.
It was so beautiful. It's so
Thanks.
beautiful. What do I want people to? I want, and I most recently I've been speaking a lot to the allies as
Ah,
well.
yes.
I just did a talk with Citibank the other day, and Maeve Dooley, Diwali, I can't remember Diwali, Maeve Diwali, trans femme author, was talking a lot about allies. And so in spreading Black trans joy, I think I want all of my trans siblings, especially Black trans siblings, to be really confident in who you are, know that you have community, But I want our allies to like really help us spread that and like be the backbone, speak up in those rooms. Especially as we think about intersectionality, we come with a lot of strikes, quote unquote, you're black, you're trans, you're that, you know, it's a lot that happens. And so I think it's important that we like know that, but don't let it hinder us, let it heal us in ways of being like, we deserve joy, we are joy. We are
I
some of the
love
most
that.
creative human beings on this planet. And so live in that and let it shine. And don't let this world stop you.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. You've said a lot of really wonderful things today. So thank you so much for being here. And thanks
Thank you for
for
having me.
writing in and letting me find you.
Yes, I'm trying to remember who tagged me in your post and was like, you
A
need
brilliant.
to
No, we
submit.
can't give more royalties to people.
I know. But I'm glad they introduced me to your post and that I was able to come across it and I
Yeah.
submitted. And I'm so excited for future collaborations.
Hell
I'm trying to get
yeah.
Gabe to put me in a movie. So,
Yes. Aren't we all?
So where can people find you if you wish to be found?
Online. I'm trying to find 100,000 cuties on this planet. So if you're listening and you're not following me on Instagram yet, you're a little bit behind, but you are always welcome. So follow me on Instagram at Q Music. That is CUEE Music. You can also follow me on TikTok. I'm on there too until they take it away. If they take it away.
Wait, are your fans called cuties?
Yes. And then just become a cutie.
Yes! I
Yes. I love it.
Everybody's a kitty.
Oh my God, I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
And
thanks, Q. It's been so great to meet you.
yeah.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all too.
This podcast is edited and produced by Logan Castrodoli. Music by Atlas Bishop. Art by Maya Scarpa. Email us at thenewguyspodcast@gmail.com. Bye.